Beams of golden sunlight filtered through the windows of Red Clover Cottage. Newbury had suffered through 2 days straight of icy rain, so the return of daylight was a welcome sight, not to mention an instant mood booster. "Good morning, you two," I sang to the plants on the kitchen windowsill. "Gloria, you get better looking with age. Wilson, if there were a show set in a greenhouse, you'd be the star." My cheerful compliments seemed as beneficial as water. The plants appeared healthier than ever, considering we were smack in the middle of winter. I bypassed the coffee machine in favor of herbal tea. A deep exploration of my Aunt Hazel's pantry had revealed a fascinating selection of handmade tea bags that I was determined to sample. Since the day I moved into my great-aunt's cottage, I'd made new and exciting discoveries about the house, the sleepy riverside town, and myself. I chose a tea bag called Sunshine on My Shoulder and sniffed it. "Lemony," I told the plants. Newbury was currently deep in the doldrums of February, which meant gray skies and freezing temperatures. I'd take my sunshine anywhere I could find it. The sound of Dane's footsteps alerted me to his presence. He stopped in the kitchen doorway to stretch and yawn. His hair stuck straight up in the front, which would have made a less perfect man look like a sleepy toddler. Dane Fairfax, on the other hand, looked ready for the runway at Fashion Week. I previously believed Dane was the type of man that only existed in fiction until I met the handsome lawyer at his office to settle Aunt Hazel's estate. Dane was so perfect, in fact, that there was a period where I worried Aunt Hazel might have spelled her last will and testament to make him fall in love with me when we eventually met. Over time, I came to realize it was my own insecurity trying to convince me of that. I felt undeserving of a man like Dane because I undervalued myself. But those feelings were finally dissipating, except when I glanced at the reflection of my own bedhead in the microwave door. Unlike Dane, I wasn't ready for the runway. I resembled someone who'd been left standing on one as the plane took off.
"Good morning, sunshine,"
he greeted me with a kiss on the cheek. "I hope my snoring didn't keep you awake last night," I said. "I'm a little congested."
"It's white noise to me. You might as well play binaural beats on the phone."
He inspected the teabag in the mug.
"Another one of Hazel's?"
"Sunshine on My Shoulder."
"Smells nice."
He stood behind me and wrapped his arms around my waist.
"So do you."
I turned to smile at him. "I smell like night sweats and toothpaste, but I appreciate the compliment." During the winter months, Dane and I had settled into a semblance of a routine. No drama, no chaos, just a peaceful, pleasant routine, complete with Taco Tuesdays. Past Mia would have worried that the relationship had lost its shine and Dane was about to lose interest in me, but present Mia recognized that this was what a healthy, stable relationship actually looked like.
"You should let me drop you off at work again today,"
Dane said. "That's very sweet, but you know I keep warm on the scooter." I didn't own a car, so my main method of transportation was Aunt Hazel's old motorized scooter, complete with a basket. I was the modern version of Miss Gulch from The Wizard of Oz, minus the hatred of dogs. During the winter months, I'd morphed into the town mummy as I rode along the streets of Newbury, wrapped in multiple wool scarves and a thick coat.
"I don't mean the weather. I mean the convention. Parking downtown will be a nightmare."
I'd forgotten about the Detective Dracula convention that was set to start tomorrow at the local playhouse. I was vaguely aware of the show from my days working in New York for an entertainment publication, but I knew very little beyond its existence. "You think today will be bad, too?"